make an opening statement. Brian Anderson will be right down. Take it down.
The final pick. Well, there's not much to say. Obviously, you get beat that as badly as we did in every aspect of the game. I thought UMass played terrific, made shots, challenged or not challenged, and they obviously deserved to win the game. Disappointed in our effort in the second half in particular, just that we just weren't able to be competitive within possessions, certain things we look for, and we're going to hear this a lot. Just, I know they're young, but there's other things that you still need to compete better than we did, and that's our chore to make sure we do that better.
Questions?
Patrick back for the first time tonight. I wouldn't expect him to be 100%, but what do you think of this play?
Well, Patrick played well, but he also had his moments where I just think he's just making really inexperienced plays. But I thought he competed for the most part, makes us a better team. And I think he's going to be a good basketball player when he gets seasoned, and I thought he saw moments of that right tonight.
The most disheartening part is that when they got on a run,
yeah, I think so. I think what we're trying to do is, I'm trying to figure out, the exact words like you're trying to say, because there's no one to look to. There's not two freshmen; it's nine guys who never really played before, so they're having a difficult time probably figuring out what I'm trying to say, and then there's no examples out there to say, we've been through this, here's how we react. And I think they're all trying to figure out how to come up with some accountability for each other and take ownership of this team, and in particular when it gets real rough during a game and it gets mentally stressed and physically stressed and we're not responding right now, whether that's almost understandable at this point in their development or whether we got to make sure that we obviously make it get better for the next time.
That's the biggest challenge coming back from the basketball side, is to look at somebody and try and make adjustments and so forth. Yeah. Is the big challenge coming out of this and you try to change?
Yeah, it is. It's just the overall understanding that kids have when they get experience and know how difficult playing a college basketball game is and the challenges that it takes mentally and physically for 40 minutes. And these guys haven't been through it. They're trying to prepare and do everything they can, and it's all on. They're all in the fire. It's not like, hey, I'm going to baptize this guy by fire. I'm going to baptize all of them. And I've been happy as heck with Ryan Anderson. He's done everything I've asked since he came here in June. And now my job is to challenge him and challenge him and challenge him. And it's hard because he's had great success in his career. He's playing a lot of minutes for us. We're not having a whole lot of success now. And he doesn't have anybody to lean on that's been through it. So we're gonna get through it, but it's not gonna be an easy process. And as I said to you, if we're gonna make this work, it's gonna take a lot of failure and sacrifice along the way.
So you just touched on who's leading this team? Who's the leader on the team?
Yeah, I almost think that's unfair. To expect this team. This is a very unique situation where you can say, hey, these guys are all trying to find out who they are. They're freshmen in high school, college. Classes are hard, cultural changes, social changes. Now you're telling them to take charge of a college basketball team in the ACC. It's just a situation we're in. You can't expect that. That being said, I'm going to continually try to speed up the progression of this team by challenging them and staying close and pushing each other. But I'm with you. Somebody's going to have to take leadership and ownership of this team. It may not be one guy. It's got to be collectively a guy.
Yeah,
seems like sometimes on some of your plays, some of the guys might be afraid to shoot. Does that seem like a fair assessment?
Yeah, I think there's definitely indecision now. So we play Holy Cross, and I thought we shot the ball really quick. Right? And then you play a team like UMass that you're going to get a lot of open looks. And typically in my teams, I will say, hey, you know, remember when we played such and such, you're going to get those plays where, you know, you should attack them when they're pressing. The other ones, hey, let's slow down. Well, we have no point of reference here. Well, tonight there's probably three or four times where, and I remember Eddie late in the game was wide open in the corner and he passed it right out and we're down 20. Eddie's got his feet set and we're in transition. He needs to shoot that ball. But that's, once again, it's just a new situation for Eddie.
Can we direct a question to Ryan so he can come and go?
Ryan, how difficult is it to absorb a couple of losses? Like, if we go through the kind of growing pains, then you probably have, as a coach now, a lot of success over the course of your career, and you might be able to probably a little more used to that.
Yeah. I feel like me personally, it's been a transition for me already, coming to the college basketball level, having a lot of success in the high school at my program and having a lot of great players around me, and coming here and having a lot of great players here. But we're not quite at that level that my high school is at. But I've just been referencing back to my high school days when my freshman year, we weren't a very good team either. And growing up all the way to our senior year, we became a powerhouse. And that's what we're going to try to do here.
Obviously, it's still very early in the season, but do you feel within your teammates, is there a level of frustration after these two games?
There's always a level of frustration after you lose a basketball game. All of us are competitive. All of us want to win every night. So we're obviously going to be upset with ourselves and upset with how we played after a loss. But it's the next game, and it's how we bounce back when we go to Anaheim.
Ryan, the game like tonight started off, the team and yourself started strong and played well. Does it get to a situation there that you're in the flow, but then all of a sudden when the other team pulls away, you kind of remember your freshman and there is a gap?
I feel like our situation right now in today's game, we started off executing offensively really, really well, but we have problems sustaining it for 40 minutes, and that's our key right now offensively, is just to execute our offense for an entire 40 minutes and not just do it for spurts.
Is it hard to play against UMass for 40 minutes at this stage of your career, given how much that you up and down?
I feel like at this point, everybody we play is going to be hard to play against. I wouldn't say any one team is going to be harder than the other. But at this point, we just got to grow as a team and focus on what we need to do to get better. And our opponents are just going to change every night.
Kind of the learning experience,
about
to get caught up in their tempo
and
kind of stick to a game plan?
Yeah, being a lot of freshmen, like Coach said, we don't have any games to fall back on and any experience to look upon when we get into situations like that. So we just have to have poise and be ball tough, as Coach always tells us, and make the right plays, because we all have the talent to do it. We just have to take our time and make it.
After two losses like this, that kind of felt good for you and some of the guys to get back to California here for this short period to kind of get away from all this going on.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's going to be really good for a lot of us California guys to get back home. Me and Jordan have actually already played in the arena that we played. We're going to be playing in and have success there. So hopefully we can translate some of that when we go back home and get our whole team mojo back.
All right. Go with Ryan. Go with me.
Coach, do you think you guys wore down at all?
Right.
Do you think you guys wore down at all?
Sure. Yeah, I thought that was UMass. The tempo of the game, sure. Thought that had a lot to do with it.
Ryan mentioned Jordan Daniels about that 10 less shots than he did against Holy Cross. How do you think he played?
You know, I thought Jordan had his moments, like most of these guys, and I think he got caught up in, you know, the speed of it and probably made some poor decisions, but I think he, like most of these guys, I think he's given 100%. He gives it every day. It's hard to fault him. As I said, I would love for Jordan Daniels to be backing up a Reggie Jackson for a 10-minute game, and I think we'd be really pleased with Jordan Daniels. In the same sense, maybe we'll look back on this and say, you know what, that was pretty good that Jordan Daniels got all those minutes and had a chance to fight through that and got better. You just got to be, you know, understanding of what the big picture is here.
Steve, how much do you and TJ look back through the Hampshire game, the one game when you were able to compete in the whole game, the X Factor? Is that a like a rallying force now that they, when they can play to the end, they can be successful?
Yeah, you know, it is to a point. But every game is so different now. I don't know if that was that successful of a game. Or, you know, to be honest with you, we picked that tape apart and we went back to the drawing board and we saw what we did and we tried to, you know, pick one or two things that we can get better at. And we're doing that now. It's just there's a big puzzle here. This is just a couple pieces at a time.
It seemed like early on you were trying to get Kenton in the post.
I don't know if it's that. We're trying to figure out your team's identity there, and I think Patrick is someone that we can start going through a little more. All good teams have an ability to find the right guy, and I think Patrick can be that guy, whether it's on the post, the ball screen, transition. So many different things. I think he can make other people better. He's just not good enough now to do that against a team that tried to figure that out. He still gets to the foul line 12 times, and he's not healthy. He's not 100%. I love the future of Patrick. I think he's got the understanding where you guys don't see. I think he's got the understanding how much work it takes to keep improving every day, and he does that.
What's that?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.